Yep.
Let's start with questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to see if there's any there. Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Bobby, just how did you see that one in the game where kind of two teams cancel each other out a little bit?
Yeah, to be honest, just talking with Ali on the way up here, and I think, you know, sometimes the final ball, a little bit the precision on that final pass was missing for us. I think we've created some good opportunities, some good movements, maybe not as much as we usually like to, but, you know, in all of that, it's, it comes down to that final pass. And I think that's what was a little bit missing from us. But overall, a good effort, good defensively, really neutralized a lot of what they had to do on that side of the ball. And, you know, it's that time of year where making sure you don't lose games is important, too, on the road, especially with the teams that are close in the standings. So, of course, we'd love 3 points. We leave with one and we move on as we've got a quick turnaround.
I'm just interested in the change you made at halftime, bringing the beat on Jordan Hoff, maybe changing some of the positions. What were you kind of looking to create there, and what did you see from the change?
Yeah, we've obviously played a lot of games even before this, you know, 3 games in last week in succession. We have 3 games coming up, including this one, Tuesday and Friday, in quick succession. So, you know, we've got a good group of attackers that we want to move around with, something we thought we may need. At that point, too, you also have to think a little bit tactically as a coach. We've lost a sub in the first half due to CCA's injury, so you try and use that substitution at halftime that maybe you're thinking about a little bit later on. To give yourself 2 opportunities in the game. Otherwise, you limit yourself a little bit. So it's sometimes you have to make that decision a little bit quicker. And, yeah, you're putting in a quality player and just move things around.
Tom,
Bobby, did you maybe notice anything that sort of contributed to the, you know, repeated crosses, maybe just lack of effectiveness?
For us or?
Yeah,
for us. Yeah, I think you always need numbers in the box. There are certain things that are important to attacking, and when you're getting the ball in from wider areas, it's a lower percentage to score. You know, sometimes we look at crosses from the wide zones, and they look exciting in football, but they're one of the worst areas to put the ball into the box from to score. It's exciting, I think, for fans, but it doesn't contribute to goals. It's about getting into the extended half spaces. Once we got in there, it was a little bit better. Benny had some good movements in the first half, got the ball right across the six, one that Becker almost has and goes in. So that's what I mean. I think we're in good positions in the attacking part. So one, it was that final pass can be better, but second is making sure you get into the right zones, and it's more about getting into the extended half space as opposed to serving a ball from a wide area. There you're going to get one, it's going to look good. It's going to look good for the highlights, but they usually come few and far between.
The chances were also for York, but just seemed to play a lot of you. I just wanted to know what you thought today. The season has been really stepping up.
Yeah. He's been good. Obviously, he made a fantastic save in the first half off an assist of us. So, you know, that's one thing you have to be able to avoid in these games is you know, making those little errors because they can cost you. But our goalkeeper duo is fantastic. You know, credit to him. You know, Kalongo's played the majority of the games, but he's been excellent in training. He's been excellent in his appearances. You know, Kalongo's had a minor injury, and you're prepared to play. And that's the only thing you can control as a player that doesn't play week in, week out. You can control your performance in training. You can control your attitude and be prepared, because in football, things go quick. And I think everyone in this room can see that with a player that's now left us this past week in Kwesi Poku, where things can go very quick in football.
Thank you. Any other questions for Bobby in the room? Jacob?
So, scoreless match. So, it is one of the tough matches you had here. That now you're into a upcoming match on Tuesday with Toronto FC for the Canadian Championship. Does this match give any experience of a setting of any tough matches coming in?
Yeah, each and every match is unique in its own way. You know, this is a league match. It's a match that we're coming into the home stretch of the season. So like I say, with cup matches on Tuesday, it's games you don't get back, and so is this one. You know, this is a game we play here away from home. coming into this, you know, you won 3 points, but of course you'll go away with one in these ones. But each game is unique, so this one is finished. It's done. Tomorrow morning we'll look at our game on Tuesday and who we have to play there. And you know, there's a different game plan for them and a different way of executing some things. And you know, that game is one of those games where it's a little bit different in the cup competition from here. So each one is unique. You don't try and take something from one to move to the other. You just move on to the next game.
And I know to the Canadian Championship, you're going to be losing one of your key players, Kwesi Poku, who just been transferred for one of the biggest transfers for the Canadian Premier League. How does it feel for not actually having one of your key players playing in the Canadian Championship?
Yeah, we've played 3 games without him, 7 points, 4 points on the road, so we're okay for now. You can ask me the same question in a few weeks, but for now it's not bad. We'd love to have him, but we've been doing all right, and I think we'll continue doing okay.
One for me before we Robin, you go first.
Yeah, I guess at the beginning of the season, if you thought we're going to play York 4 times and we win 3 of the games and we just wouldn't lose to them, yeah. Would you have taken that?
Yeah, I take 4 wins against each opponent throughout the whole season for anyone we play. Of course, we take it. You know, that's the tough thing in this league. And when you want to put together the math on how you finish top, there are certain ways of doing that. And, you know, one of them is making sure with those teams, and you don't know this in the beginning, but whoever's going to be towards the top, that you're not losing matches against them. We sometimes have to do a better job of not losing points to other teams in the standings. But yeah, this is all also a little bit of a different team, a lot of the same faces, but a little different organization of a team than what we faced earlier in the season, where we played 3 games early on. And I think they're playing with a lot more confidence now with what they've done over the last few months.
Robin, sorry.
It's all good. I just wanted to check in on Ellie Vine. Just one question. Sort of saw him pull up a little bit there at the end of the first half, and I know you guys pulled him off. Just I know it's early days, but just updates on that.
Yeah, just landed awkwardly on the ankle, and obviously those ones sometimes they can hurt right away. So he thought he could go on it, and obviously, you know, you don't want to take any risk. So he's come off. He looked fine downstairs, but it's always better to look back at that the next day.
The question I had was your first time facing Benjamin Mora since he came in as head coach. Did it feel like a different York kind of team this evening? Do you care too much? Well, I'm just interested in your insight into the system and any changes you see.
Yeah, to be honest, it was something different than what they've been doing in the last few games. The team under the new coach, a lot of times defending with a 3 or 3-5-2 or a variation of a 3-4-2-1, and you know, today we saw them in a 4-3-3. So it's something a little bit different than what we've seen. But I think with York, you know, every time, and today they showed it again. It's a very good level of energy and commitment to the games, and we know the games between us are always good matches. You know, you don't look at the score line on anything. What I can say is, you know, did today feel much different? I'm going to be honest, not really. But the team has looked different in who they've been over the last while, and that's indicative of where they are in the standings and how they're doing.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone.
What was that game like to be in for you as a player, especially in midfield where, you know, it was a little bit disjointed and stuff started at times?
Yeah, I think you described it there, a little disjointed at times. I think a lot of good stuff and then a lot of stuff that just weird, not used to kind of. It's a battle. I think both teams knew it was going to be a battle coming into it. When you have two teams, you know, fighting for the league title, that's the bare minimum. So I think it was that. I think, yeah, it was a weird game to be a part of. It was a cagey one. It was a chess match a little bit, and both teams trying to figure each other out at times, swings of momentum on both sides. But it's one of those games that's also a little bit entertaining. It's got a little bit of edge to it, so it was nice. It was okay. After looking back, it was a nice game to be a part of.
Thanks, Ali. for Ali in the room. Just one question for this guy? Come on.
You've played, I'm guessing you played York earlier this year. Did you notice that the way the team is now with the new coach and that, they play just different because you'd always scored three goals against them in the previous three games?
Yeah, I'd agree. I think they've the coach has brought in a new energy. I think that's the biggest thing you can see from them, that they're all playing for each other, playing for the club. And they have new tactical ideas as well. You can see they're all thinking about the game, I think, thinking about what he's telling them. And they're a good team, obviously. You don't come to the top of the table all of a sudden when a new coach comes if you're not doing something right. So they're doing a lot of things right, looks like. And tonight showed that from those games early in the season, they've come a long way. And they're a top team in this league right now. So it was a good game to play against.
Any other questions in the room front?
I got one.
Charlie's got one in. I thought he was off the hook.
Running out of the room.
Big one on Tuesday. Now I know you guys have been in the back of your mind for a while, but now that it is the next game, you know, how excited and how big a moment is that for you guys potentially, you know, in a semifinal with a chance to go to a final?
Yeah, semifinal in a Canadian championship. Not every year you get to play these big games, two legs. We're going to go there with a winning result right now, only at halftime, obviously, and put in an energetic, obviously a hard-fought performance it's going to be. And it's going to be an exciting game for us. We love these big games. The first one against Toronto was a lot of fun to play in, and we're going to go there with a lot of belief. We know what we can do, and we just have to go show it. Kind of on the day, it's going to be one of those days where the emotions are running high, the energy is going to be there, so we got to bring our quality out and show why we're a big club.
Thanks, Ali. You're done with us,
huh? Good to go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.
Hey, guys. Back soon with Ben Hart.